I'm Sedani Guerrero, and
I'm Haley D. Herrera,
and we're doing a podcast to Who Really Did It in the podcast serial. We both strongly believe that Anand doesn't have much evidence to incriminate him compared to Jay, and all the signs that he showed that he didn't seem, or he seemed to be involved with the murder.
Yes, we feel that Jay has more evidence due to the fact of the killing than Adnan has to all of it. We feel as if Jay knows too much, and Adnan,
he can't remember. He said, Adnan said that day felt like a regular day. He can't really recall much of it. But on the other hand, we have Jay, an individual that supposedly was with him after the crime was done, and had so many more evidence. Like, he had a whole story, when it happened, the places, and he had so much evidence. But however, he did change it up a couple of times, which does make it kind of incredible. But it doesn't make sense if he wasn't involved. Why does he have more information than Anand does?
We feel as if Jay should be with Adnan at this time, in jail, because he knows way too much, and he continues to switch up the story each time by saying he was at the mall or he was with a friend, but he keeps switching up his facts.
Yeah, I feel like he's trying to hide something, or he did something with him, or he was probably involved too. Honestly, from seeing it, it seems like it was more of a hate crime against Anand. I feel like Jay was angry at Anand from the past, because in the past, supposedly, Anand was flirting with a girl, Stephanie?
Yeah.
Stephanie,
they were really close.
Yeah. So Jay and Stephanie were really close, which some say that they liked each other. And I feel like Jay kind of got offended whenever he was flirting with this girl. So with this, he probably had a grudge that caused him to go on a full rampage. But...
And he's adding the fact of Mr. S and having him find the body, yet nobody could see the body but Mr. S when the body is completely covered up.
Yeah, there was a photo where it showed like the whole opening and where Hay's body was, and you could only see it hit her thumb of her foot, but it was really hard to see. Like, you had to
zoom in.
It just doesn't add up how Mr. S would be in that same location and would have known where to go, especially under the circumstance of where he was and the location he was. His house wasn't so far from the park, and on top of that, he didn't go that far into the woods to conceal himself from, urinating. It just doesn't add up that he could have hauled his pee all the way to home or to his work, because both of those distances aren't even that far from the park. But it doesn't add up either how he went through that path, because the path that Hay's body was at was nowhere located to where the entrance he was. It was totally like
opposite.
Yeah, it was opposite and miles away from each other.
Well, he's a streaker, so honestly, I feel like Jay knew that he was a streaker and that he would run like that, no matter what, so that he could find the body, and then him and Jay kind of got something together.
It honestly seems like they were in cahoots in some way, because it doesn't make sense how an individual that wasn't involved but has history of doing these erratic, mental breakdowns to find the body. And on top of that, Jay, it makes sense why Jay would use an individual like him, because it wouldn't kind of make it, it wouldn't incriminate him at all. It would just be oh, it's another individual that would accidentally, stumbled upon the body. But if you think about it, Jay probably knew the past of this individual, of Mr. S's, abusive, alcohol, and on top of that, his erratic ways of, just streaking and getting naked in front of people. It makes sense why he would hire him to help him, or to help him make it seem like it was just all a coincidence.
Yeah, because he knew where the body was buried, because he's telling everybody where the body was buried and where they buried it, how they buried it, and the trip to Best Buy and then the trip to the mall. He keeps switching up the stories throughout, But they don't have enough evidence on Adnan to say that he killed...
Exactly.
Hey.
And on top of that, they did find out that the Best Buy never had a payphone. Like, there was never records of them ever owning or Best Buy ever doing with that. And they even tweeted out, like, openly, like, they never... Like, they could help you with everything except for that.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they also did a whole background or, like, a whole retrace of how the whole driving was. Like, it didn't add up how they were going from one end of the other side of town to the other side, back and forth, under this short amount of time. And the times didn't add up. Like, there was no time to pause. There was no time to just breathe. There was no time to get gas or anything. Especially using all this gas and going back and forth to all these different locations just doesn't add up of how they had enough time, they had enough gas. And, you know, wouldn't you, under that emotional stress, under all that stress, have a moment to breathe and, you know, evaluate your whole actions? Like, if I committed a murder, I would have been like, okay, give me like 10 minutes to evaluate what the hell happened and like think of a plan. It just doesn't add up.
Well, he had the car that day, so I feel like he knew what he was doing.
Honestly, I feel like he did know. And it just had, because if you think about it, if you were in a situation where your mom was like, yo, you pick up your siblings at this time and this time, and everybody said that, you know, what's her name?
Hey,
was really adamant about that, you know? So, and on top of that, she, after school, it was like straight to my responsibilities, nothing else. So it doesn't make sense. Like, even if it was my boyfriend or my ex, like, especially if it was my ex, like, I'm sorry, like, my family comes first. Like, I have to go do my responsibilities. But it does make you think, like, did he, like, tag along to pick the siblings? But they weren't picked up, huh?
No, it was a cousin. Yeah, she didn't pick them up. She didn't. That's when, like...
everything went down.
Yeah.
It just... honestly, something happened between... because something had to happen between the parking lot and from that. Because it just... the only thing that doesn't add up was, why did Jay have the car?
Yes, because he was at school.
Exactly.
And he said to pick me up after school, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So Jay had the car the whole entire time, and he knew where Hayes' car was.
Exactly.
Like, I feel like he knows way too much, and then they're just placing it on because he's the ex.
Exactly, and it would add up why blame the ex, because, you know, exes are mad, and exes can't forgive the girlfriend from leaving him. Like, that's the biggest reason why. So honestly, I feel like either Jay had like a grudge, or he was angry at Adnan for something and didn't know how other way to get at him. Because if you think about it, Adnan was already like, not in a way like already screwed, but he was like, in a way, like, he kind of was self-destructive. Like, he was already like messing around with a lot of chicks, and like, yeah, he wasn't really focusing on like his priorities. And he's like, well, why should I give a heck about this guy if he doesn't care about his life? And
yeah, that's another thing, is that Adnan and his friend Saad said that they would go partying and be with other girls.
Exactly. So it doesn't make sense why Adnan would even be angry at Hay after like all that. I don't know. If I was angry at someone, I wouldn't be over here sleeping or like partying or dating other girls. Like, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I would be still heartbroken and trying to find a way to be back with that person. But it seems that he wasn't at all.
He didn't care.
At all. Like, he just did it. So it doesn't make sense why one day he just snapped and got angry at her. Like, it doesn't. So what do you think in the end?
I think that Adnan shouldn't be in jail.
Honestly, I feel the same way. I feel like they should reopen the case. And honestly, I think it passes the time of limitation. So because if it's after you pass a certain time, like, you can't open a case because of how long it is and how... the evidence is probably already like gone.
And there's no physical evidence.
Exactly. Like, and on top of that, I don't know. I feel like either Jay had the car first and Adnan just tagged along after.
Yeah.
Because it just, I don't feel like Adnan would have any hate for.
And like, they're saying that he made all these calls, that Adnan made all these calls when Jay had his phone the entire time.
Exactly. It seems like either Hay was being a nice friend to Jay and picking him up. I feel like Jay knew that Adnan needed a ride, and Adnan was probably late to practice because he was trying to find hey. And then Jay was like, no, I'll take you to him. And then, like, you know, while they were driving, it makes sense why Hay had a, you know, got hit in the face.
And she missed picking up her cousin.
Exactly, because she was being nice and was like, you know what, I'll just do this favor to a good friend of Anon. Yeah. And it makes sense that, you know, he was like, oh, it's Anon's friend. I'm going to go do a favor to one of my favorite exes, you know, because they were like, you know, they were so good.
They were close.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, Jay used that. That kindness to his advantage, smashed her in the head, and then choked her out. And then called Jay, saying what happened, and not Jay, but like to Anon, and Anon was just like freaked out. Cause I feel like he did tell.
He told Anon, yeah.
Like I feel like Anon knew, but Anon, just I don't know what guys like they don't. I don't know, like I don't think he would have turned him in. Like I feel like. In a way, he felt like at that time there was no hope for him to get any justice because of, you know, Jay already incriminated him.
Yeah.
And the whole, like, idea of, like, exes being
so
mad.
So, he killed her to put Anon in jail.
Low-key. It seems like that.
Because of the grudge.
Exactly. It just makes sense. Because why would you do that to a friend? Especially you change up your story after multiple times.
He knew what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. It just makes sense.
Because they would point exactly to the ex when they don't know nothing about Jay, but Hay knew Anon.
Mm-hmm. And like they said that, you know, she knew who Jay was.
Yes, but they wouldn't think it would be Jay because he wasn't close to her.
Exactly. So keep it short like that. That makes sense a lot.